Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy, on the heels of Harborfest weekend, Father's Day yesterday. Hope you had a good one. Insure.com out with a survey of just how much dad is worth this year. They said a mother would make $67,600 if she were paid. Fathers worth about $26,100 for all the free work they do. That includes chores like scout leader, lawnmower, bug squisher. Wait before you eat another French fry. Study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition says eating fried potatoes two or three times a week can double your risk of dying early. That would include French fries, fried potatoes, hash browns, even potato chips. Apparently the culprit is the trans fat present in fried foods. You know how Major League Baseball has been running theme weekends the last couple of years? Mom's Day, Pink Weekend, Military Weekends, and so forth. The Players Union and League have agreed on a very interesting weekend coming up August 24th through 28th. It's Players Weekend, when each player can personalize his uniform and equipment to promote whatever he wants. He can personalize or change the name on the back of the jersey, pick any color spikes and wristbands he wants, even wear patches that honor friends, family, clubs, or organizations that he supports. Of course, everything has to pass through the league, but they say it's still a chance for players to promote their own personality. Well, all right. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Did you know the average person wastes 2 years and 9 months of their life making basic decisions? We make 14 small decisions every day, and they take a little over an hour total. That winds up costing us about 16 and a half days of year. And over the 60 or so years of our adult life, that adds up to more than 1,000 days, almost 2 years and 9 months. So what little decisions are we wasting our lives on? Here are a few that suck up most of the time. Figuring out what presents to buy. Figuring out what to wear. What to eat. Choosing what to watch on TV. Figuring out what to do on trips. Picking what to eat at a restaurant. Deciding whether or not to buy something. And figuring out our schedules. All time suckers. Broccoli is the most popular vegetable. Yeah, word out that broccoli's number one. Corn number two, tomatoes three, mushrooms four, carrots five. Green beans are way down the list. And last is kale. Oh, I know why.
Yeah.
And then someone said, have you tried the kale chips? Yeah, they're okay, but still.
Yeah.
Back to work Monday, and a new survey finds 90% of us think we deserve a raise. That's up 3% from last year. Only 10% of people think they're currently paid what they're worth. 44% said they're planning to ask for a raise this year, which seems high. 49% say they feel confident asking for one. But a solid number of people hate asking for money, even if they think they deserve it. 14% said they'd rather look for a new job than ask for a raise at their current one. 5% would rather have a root canal. And 4% would rather be audited by the IRS. Are you kidding me? Who said our country is getting dumber? New survey out says 7% of adults in this country think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. 48% say they're really not sure where chocolate milk comes from, which means that less than half of the people in this country know that chocolate milk comes from adding chocolate to milk. Microsoft has been diligently working on artificial intelligence. They just announced that they've built a self-learning robot that has achieved a perfect score on Miss Pac-Man. The machine played the Atari game and created its own algorithms to advance through the game levels. They say no human has ever achieved a perfect score on Miss Pac-Man without cheating. Hey, this weekend you'll be able to tour 5 or 6 summer cottages and homes in the South Haven area. It's Shop for South Haven's annual Cottage Walk. Tickets are being sold in downtown shops and at the South Haven Visitors Bureau on Phoenix. They're $15. The event is from noon until 5. Cottage Walk in South Haven this Saturday. Knucklehead news out of Jonesboro, Arkansas, where county courthouse officials are pleading with visitors to stop urinating in the courthouse elevator. They say it's been a problem for years. They've even installed a security camera in the elevator. Since then, they've caught and fined 3 people. But they say the problem persists. As they've tried to explain to people down there, the number 1 and number 2 buttons are floors, not restroom options. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I need to buzz about, email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook, Twitter, fax, 637-2675. You can drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Say hi. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available online at WCSY.com and on iTunes. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Leadecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.